broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we go work it out.
Ooh, Wish
Mountain
107.5.
We can work it out.
Welcome to the Chiamaka of Chaviva podcast, and I am your host, Chaviva. So today's episode is going to be a quick one, because it is quite spontaneous, and I just feel like I should share exactly what it is that I feel like, and I just feel okay, I'm feeling a lot. I thought that there might be persons that might need this, and it was quite important, because things that I do not even count to matter are things that might actually be very relatable. So yesterday, some kind of stuff happened, and okay, I had an anxiety attack, and I was really pissed off. I was so mad. Even after I had calmed down, I couldn't sleep and stuff like that, so I just had to know that after I was calm, I started feeling a certain way, and I was questioning God, and I was like, I was so tired of this, and I know that we already had an agreement that this is not a punishment, that it is me undergoing a phase, and it is needed, but I don't think that I can do any of this any longer, that it was becoming too much. What exactly am I supposed to do if all of these things keep coming and coming back over and over, back and forth? I was just complaining and I fell asleep. So this morning, I was quite reluctant. I was so reluctant to pray. But I do this thing on my status that I say, that I post, say a prayer every morning, regardless of how I feel. I feel that as Christians, your feelings should not determine whether or not you pray. So regardless of what you feel, you should always pray. It is quite important. And so I was like, I just said a prayer on bed, and I was going to actually sleep in, because I am an early bird, but I wasn't feeling so good. So I was going to sleep in. But then, okay, so in my apartment, where I stay around school, I stay at the top floor, and so there is a window that goes outside of the building and stuff like that. So there's this bird that usually comes to the side of my window. I have no idea. And on some days, I feel kind of fetish. I'm like, oh yeah, my village people, shift, and I'll chase them with me. But today, they kept hitting the window and hitting the window. And I was so frustrated. I'm like, what do you want from me? Just leave this place. And it was one, before I knew, another one came and joined, and it kept hitting the window. And I just turned and I'm like, probably this is a sign that I should stop sulking and I should just get up. And I lifted my curtain, because my window was still closed. I lifted my curtain and I was looking at this bird, and it kept hitting the window and hitting the window, and they're flying around. And I was going to cry, because I was always becoming so teary. I'm like, what the hell is actually going on? I felt this pang of hope spring up, and I just stood up, cleaned up everywhere, and start making stuff that I would need. But that's not the point of this podcast anyway. I try to pray again, because I know that my first prayer was quite somehow. I just didn't feel it. And because those birds came, I felt better, and I'm like, okay, let me just try this out. And so while cleaning, I kind of like got a word, and it was like, so just because of yesterday's attack, you feel that God has not done enough for you. And I felt so guilty ever complaining yesterday. So guilty for feeling bad this early morning. So guilty for thinking that I wasn't appreciating what God had been doing for me. And then it was like, calm down and reflect on everything that's happened this year. I know a lot of national crisis has been going on, the pandemic, schools had to close, your business has been on suspension for a while, you've been on therapy, but we both know what has been happening to you and how you have become better and how I have helped you through really tight corners that I didn't think that I was going to get help, times that I needed financial stuff, support, and I didn't actually allow this to people, but somehow I kept praying and God always came through. He always came through. My dad's health, everything that has been happening, and I'm like, how on earth was I ever grateful? Was it just because of a minute issue I was overriding all of the goodness and all of the love and mercies that I have received? And I also feel that this is something that happens to people generally. When something goes bad, we forget how much God has done for us in the past, and we keep dwelling in our current situation and feeling like God cannot actually take us out of that situation or help us through that situation. And I'm like, if God was able to help me out during that 8 months when I was home and undergoing medications, what exactly was I thinking of? I was rating my anxiety attack compared to the ones that I usually had last year and early this year. And I'm like, you can even still control this. Like, it wasn't taking longer than I expected. And there was absolutely no one in my apartment, and I had to just handle it all myself. And I'm like, what exactly is wrong with you? Why are you being totally ungrateful? And I just think that I should tell this to anybody who is listening to this, regardless of whatever it is that you're going through right now, regardless of whatever the situation is, think back at all of the times that you thought you were in a tight corner, that you actually were in a tight corner and you had absolutely nowhere to go, no one to turn to, and you felt like everything was going to collapse on you, and how God brought you out of every single situation. Now, think to yourself, do you think that He who had done it in time past would not do it for you now? I want you to know that your situation might be quite big and you feel really small, but God makes up the difference, and that's all that really matters. It is not like you are intending to make everything work out yourself. Otherwise, that means you do not need Him in the first place. So I want you to reflect on all of the things and know that for Him being able to do all of those very difficult things in the past, all of those things that you didn't have any power to do, how is it going to be now? He's with you now. He's going to get you out of it. He's going to help you through it. And He'll be with you in the future. Even when greater things come forth, you are never alone. And do not allow your fear to swallow or override your faith. Do not be consumed by doubts, by worry. Do not allow the spirit of ungratefulness take over you. Be thankful for all of the things that He has done. I am probably sure that I may have another anxiety attack, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe next week and stuff, but I know for sure that God is always with me, always with me. And I have absolutely nothing to be afraid of. I have absolutely nothing to be worried about. So now reflect on all of those times that you felt you were in a tight corner and God came through for you. Do you think that this situation is worse than all of those times? Do you think that He cannot do it for you the same way He had done other things? Do you think or feel like you're alone? I want you to know that you are never alone. Just pray about it. Talk to God about it. Tell Him exactly how you felt. When I woke up and I got that word, I just sat and I'm like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry for being absolutely ungrateful. I am so sorry that I think that this is so much for you to handle. I am so sorry that I was looking at my issues rather than looking up to you. I am so sorry. And I know that sometimes that I feel so overwhelmed and like everything is crashing on my shoulders and I can't even breathe. I actually cannot ignore how I feel. But my feelings have absolutely nothing to do with this, because you are way greater than my emotions, way greater than every other thing that can ever happen. You are way greater than that. And I pray that you give me the strength that whenever things like this happen, that I am continually reassured that I have somebody who is always here, who is always by my side, who is always willing to listen, who is always willing to help me out, and that I should never feel like everything is too much. And I should continually remind me of who I am, and that when fear knocks on my door, that my faith goes up to answer. And I was so sincere about that prayer, because I knew that God had done so much for me than I can ever think of. And so I pray the same for you, that when doubt rises up, when fear comes up, that the Spirit of God gives you the strength to overcome that, that your faith is fed and that fear is starved to death, that you are strengthened in your situation, and that you are never alone. So that'll be all for today's episode. You can check back and see other episodes of this podcast. Have a blissful weekend. I never see any God like you. I never see any God like you. I never see any God like you. Ogun can never be like you. Amadio can never be like you. Oshun can never be like you. They can never be like you. Guru Maharaji can never be like you. It can never be like